One of this superstar's songwriting partners, Jim McBride, was sitting in his home office in Nashville one day and had just read a book about a river in Alabama that he was very familiar with since he was raised there. And he remembers reading a poem about this river written by Sidney Lanier that was in his high school literature book. So he started playing a melody and wrote the first couple of lines of the song. He then got out a map and found out how close the river was to Noonan, Georgia, where the singer was raised. Well, by that time, the singer was a big star, so there was no more writing in Nashville, only on the road. While they were together on the bus one day, McBride sang those first couple of lines for him, and he was all over it. They started it that day in Florida, finished it the next day in Louisiana. The song became the singer's signature tune, sold 1 million singles, 6 million albums. Both guys thought most people associate with the song because, with most people, there's a river that they have memories about. That's the story behind the song by Alan Jackson, Chattahoochee.